What's up, loves? This is Taking Up Space, the podcast. This is a safe space for the raw and honest conversations that we're all dying to have, and some that we probably didn't know that we needed to hear. This space is for everyone. I mean, if you're a human, then this space is for you. I'm your host, Amanda Murphy. I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor, therapist, guru, feelings facilitator, health at every size advocate, but most importantly, I'm a fellow human, just like you. I believe that we more than deserve to take up every ounce of space on this planet that was meant for us. We are meant to not only bloom, but to flourish in our bodies and to live a life that is so magical, so authentically aligned to our soul's existence, that its radiance could be seen easily from the moon, no telescope required. I'm here to guide you through breaking the cycle of the everyday rat race, ditch diet culture, turn off autopilot, and turn the volume all the way freaking up on your soul's deepest desires, your purest magic that I just know without a doubt is deep inside of you, and to help you have the healthiest, most nurturing relationship with yourself ever, mind, body, and soul. What are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Happy holidays, love bugs. I cannot believe we are talking end of November. Like, this is the first week of December. Thanksgiving is over. I hope you all had a lovely Thanksgiving day and have enjoyed spending time with loved ones. And if you stayed home and really just kept to yourself, I'm definitely on board with you on that. Low-key holidays are the new thing. Really doing whatever makes us happy is the new thing though, right? Can't believe Christmas is around the corner. Just insane how quickly 2021 has flown by. I can't believe, I feel like it was just April, May, like spring, right? Anywho, today we're talking about something that is a huge pet peeve of mine, a saying that really just grinds my gears, nails on a chalkboard. I cannot stand it, but it is a huge buzzword, a huge catchphrase that just almost everybody uses. I'm sure we've all said it at some point in our lives, some more than others, but it just grinds my gears. I don't like it, and I think it's just not a good mindset, not a good phrase to use to help us be in the mindset that we want to be in. And we're going to talk all about it. And so you're probably thinking, okay, well, what is it? What phrase, what saying, whatever. And that is this huge, very common phrase saying that we are a work in progress. I hate hearing people refer to themselves as a work in progress. Maybe a business proposal can be a work in progress. Maybe starting up a nonprofit organization can be a work in progress. Maybe restoring an old car can be a work in progress. I don't know, any craft really can be a work in progress. But you as a human being, you are not a work in progress. And the reason that I cannot stand that quote, that saying, that catchphrase, whatever you want to call it, is because to me it gives the idea or the notion that you are not there yet, or you are not whole, or you are not enough, or that you are less than or subpar, or any of the words you want to call it, any type of less than perfect. And that is just so not the case. You're not a work in progress. You are a magnificent work of art, and you probably evolve and you change and you grow and you ebb and you flow, and you know, you will change over time. You will evolve over time into different versions of yourself. But that does not mean that you're a work in progress. You're progressing, you're evolving, but you've always been complete. You've always been finished. You've always been whole. You've always been amazing. You've always been wonderful. You've always been so magnificently profound and so diverse. And there's so many different aspects to you as a human that, I don't know, a work in progress just seems to downplay us as humans. When you refer to yourself as, oh, I'm a work in progress, I just feel like that's what you're doing. You're downplaying yourself. You know, the moment you were born, you were enough. You were whole. You were beautiful. You were magnificent. You were worthy of everything. You were intrinsic. You were just breathtaking. And you only continue to grow and evolve and morph and all of those expanding words. You bloom, you flourish, you definitely have, you know, failures, but you have ups and you have downs, but they all are that progress, I guess, we're talking about. But it's so beautiful that we should never downplay it. I mean, we all have a million and one goals, right? We do. We all have dreams we are chasing, goals we are chipping away at, whether it's on ourselves and externally, in our careers, personal lives, relationships, you name it. We all have things we're working towards. And we all, I think, have the commonality that we want to be the highest version of ourselves, the best version of ourselves that we envision, right? But we call it our highest version of ourselves or the best version of ourselves. But that doesn't mean this version of ourselves is subpar. It doesn't mean this version of ourselves is less than or not as good or not enough and not any of those things. And I feel like when we refer to ourselves as a work in progress, that is what we're saying. We're downplaying our brilliance. We're downplaying how hard we work. We're downplaying how amazing we are and how we already do so many amazing things amazingly. We already are so effing fabulous and so amazing at so many different things. But yet we just focus on what we have left to do, what we still have not done, and putting the focus on, well, I'm just a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Makes it just sound like you're mundane, right? Like you're okay, right? And that's not it. Like you are fucking magical. And we should absolutely day in and day out walk around with that feeling, that vibe, that energy that we are fucking magical. And that's not to say that there won't be times and there won't be days that we just feel crummy and we, you know, have trouble seeing the magic within us. But that doesn't mean it's not there. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't allow yourself to feel other emotions other than amazing. But just know that regardless, you are way more than a work in progress. Way more than a work in progress. I've just never liked that saying. And I just, when people say it, it's really just nails on a chalkboard. And I know that it's used to signify like you're learning, you're growing, you're evolving, you're expanding. But yeah, we're doing all that and we're already amazing, right? So I know that this catchphrase, this saying, this quote, whatever you call it, is pretty common, and we probably catch ourselves saying it sometimes. And I just want to say, when you do find yourself saying it, just stop and tell yourself, like, no, I am already a piece of art. I'm not a work in progress. I'm not waiting to finally be something. I'm already something. I'm already so much of something. I'm just evolving. I'm changing. I'm growing. I'm becoming magical, even more magical. So this is definitely a very mini episode on just my thoughts behind this nails on a chalkboard catchphrase, work in progress, and why it's a nails on a chalkboard for me. But just like to give you some food for thought, something to think about, a little new perspective. And of course, I always like to chat with you guys. So if there's something you want to share with me, something you want to chat about, you can always, always find me on Instagram at the Amanda Murphy. DM me. They're always open for you. And I always get back to you guys. And or you can email me at theamandamurphy@gmail.com, and I will get back to you there. So until next time, loves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Taking Up Space, the podcast. And if you're loving these episodes as much as I am, please, the best thing that you can do to show your love and appreciation is to share the podcast episodes with those that mean the most to you, with those that you feel would appreciate and get something so beneficial out of these episodes, because that is the sole purpose, is to reach as many people as we can and to help affect and change so many lives for the better. So I love that you were here with me, and until next time, guys. Bye.